Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, I want to cancel my enrollment in the.
Okay, ma'am. Can we start by you providing me with your zip code so I can locate that account for you?
Yes, 20169.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Donna Caldwell.
And how would you spell that last name, ma'am?
Caldwell.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to locate that account for you.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. May I ask how much was that charge? I'm not finding an account with your first and last name.
I don't have that right now. I don't have the charge.
Okay.
I just have a note that I needed to cancel the enrollment before March 16th.
Okay.
I have a number. Will that help?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. C8871F60A5A.
Okay, still not seeing. Give me 1 second. Let me see if this one. Still not finding an account.
Is there?
Do you know what you ordered, ma'am?
Yeah, I ordered the Keto Ascend. Is there a way of seeing whether the account has already been canceled?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually about to try a different site and see what it be under. This
okay.
One. 1 second. Still not finding that account. Okay, ma'am. If you will, please, can you provide me with the last four numbers of the card that was charged?
2729.
Okay, give me 1 second. So what happens whenever you when you provided me with your zip code and now with this the last four of the card, it pulls up every account with that zip code and the last four of their card information, and now
uh-huh.
I'm just looking through all the accounts and see if I can
okay.
find. And you did say your first name was Donna, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I do see a Donna on here, but it says the last name is Emmanuel.
No, not me.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And I'm still not finding that account. Okay, ma'am. So, I will next ask for your first six so I can search those together of that card. I do know you may feel a little iffy about giving out the information, but it is 16 numbers in the credit card number, and so we only ask for the first six and the last four. And another thing, we also cannot have the customer's full credit card information. So, again, if you will, please, ma'am, provide me with your first six of that credit card, and I will search the first six and the last four together. And if I can,
I don't want to do that.
Okay. Okay. Would you want to try searching the account by an email?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. Give me 1 second. And the email, ma'am?
Calling home.
And how would you spell that?
CallingHome.
Mm-hmm.
At Verizon.net.
Okay, ma'am. So we may not have that account.
Okay.
I'm not seeing it. Yes, ma'am.
Well, if I had returned a product, would it, the account have been automatically canceled?
No, ma'am, because if you return the product and it has not been returned back at your address, it's more than likely just sitting in a warehouse because it is a no-return policy due to health regulations.
Uh-huh.
So we're not allowed to accept anything. So sometimes it would just end up in the warehouse, or most of the time it would just end up back at the customer's address.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, if you can't find the account, then if I continue to get the product, I just will refuse it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So actually, if you were to get charged again, and have you already contacted your bank to see if they can give you a number to that charge?
I have not, no.
Okay, ma'am. So they should be able to provide you with a merchant number for that charge. And should be able to give you the right people to call.
Okay.
Okay. So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.